went out to Forest Park in Fort Worth and to study and put a blanket down. And they had just cut the grass and there was some poison ivy there. And she put her blanket out and then she took it back and put it on her bed when she got back to the dorm, which is the school at TCU. And oh, it was just awful. She just really had a bad day. Do you need to get that or what?
No, they'll get that. Okay. This.
Okay. What are some kinds of berries that you might buy if you went to the grocery store here?
Cranberries.
Yeah. What are the kind?
No, go ahead.
What are the kind that you make shortcake out of?
Strawberry.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about kinds of the little? They have kind of a lumpy surface and they've got little seeds in.
Prunes?
Well, they're smaller, and they've got,
Not cherry.
No?
But I don't think we grow them here.
Well, they're like blackberries, kind of, but they're red. You know how blackberries are lumpy, and they have a bunch of little seeds in it?
Mm-hmm.
They're like that, only they're red. Some of them are red. I think some of them may be black, but they're smaller than blackberries, and real tart.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm trying to think what you use them in. Oh, you can buy them frozen at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you get them in fruit salads like at the cafeteria. Certain kind of berry.
I'm at a loss.
Okay. You might say to one of your children, you might say, be careful about eating those berries. They might be, what?
Green, not ripe.
Okay, or if they make you sick, they might be
poisonous.
Okay. What do you call a tall flowering bush that has beautiful pink and white flowers on it? Grows wild.
Not talking about oleanders.
Yeah. Well, I really don't know if it's the same thing or not. Would you describe an oleander for me?
Oh, Lord, we got them around here. Well, an oleander will get, it's like a bush, but it'll get pretty tall. It'll get, probably 10 or 12 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
If you let it go, or you can trim it back and keep it smaller.
Mm-hmm.
If you let it grow, well, then it'll get flowers on them. But if you cut them back, you never will get any blooms, see.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in all kind of colors. We have two or three colors around here, pink and white, and they're real pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Ours get, especially the one in front, gets frozen down all the time, so I cut it back after it gets frozen, it comes out again.
Uh-huh.
And the limbs, it's poisonous. But there must be something about it that animals wouldn't eat it, you know. If an animal would eat it, it would kill them. And I heard of some fella that went hunting with a bunch of beagle dogs and they killed some rabbits, and so he's gonna let the rabbits eat it, and someone told me this. I don't know whether it's true or not, but they said they cooked these rabbits over a fire built by the oleander limbs, and the dogs ate the rabbits and all the dogs died.